Food safety gaps, AI race assumptions, and the questions nobody is asking. Michigan health officials reportedly contacted Yum Brands about a Cyclospora parasite outbreak at Taco Bell 2 weeks before any public consumer warning was issued, according to Bloomberg reporting. Cyclospora causes prolonged gastrointestinal illness, and a 2-week gap between state health officials raising concerns and public notification is a meaningful failure in the consumer protection framework. The reporting raises direct questions about what Yum Brands did with that 2-week window and who made the decision to delay. The confident consensus framing of the moment, that the United States and China are in an AI race that will determine technological and economic dominance for decades, deserves more scrutiny than it typically receives. The assumptions embedded in the race narrative are worth naming. That AI capability is a coherent, measurable thing such that one country can be winning, that winning translates straightforwardly into economic or military advantage, that Chinese and American AI development are in zero-sum competition rather than deeply interdependent, and that current capability leaders will still be leading in 10 years. Historical technology races do not always produce the outcomes their framers predicted. Japan's semiconductor dominance in the 1980s was real and did not translate into the comprehensive strategic advantage American analysts feared. The United States retained advantages in software, system design, and capital allocation, even as Japan led in chip manufacturing. The AI race may be producing policy decisions that increase systemic risk if the underlying assumption of separability between American and Chinese wrecks. AI supply chains is incorrect. Chinese AI companies use NVIDIA chips designed with U.S. architecture. American AI companies rely on manufacturing capacity within China's military reach. The indicators that the race frame is wrong rather than simply incomplete would include major U.S. and Chinese AI companies cooperating on safety standards despite government rhetoric, Chinese AI models becoming embedded in American consumer products as a feature rather than a threat, and the leading AI lab 5 years from now being located in neither country. None of that diminishes the real competitive pressures. Anthropic making China nervous is data, and NVIDIA export controls are data. But the race metaphor carries assumptions that the week's AI news makes worth interrogating seriously.